Prophetic words spoken at circumstances.
That is the sword of the Spirit.
When you address a situation, a sickness, a disease, an oppression, an infirmity directly with the word revealed to you prophetically.
Amen.
And God said we must strongly desire the power, the revelation of his power through prayer. Beloved brethren, I don't need to emphasize this too much, but the people of God must return to praying again. We need to pray. It was spoken of Smith Wigglesworth. When you visit him, he has the small Bible. It was said he read only the New Testament. That's all he read. But I believe he must have read every word of it. Amen. When you meet him, if you visit him, he'll tell you, let us just have a reading of the word of God. He will read the Bible with you and pray with you for about 15 minutes before welcoming you to a visit. He prayed. It's a man who said he never remembered praying for more than 30 minutes. But he cannot remember 30 minutes going by that he did not pray. He prayed without ceasing. He prayed until he prayed. He prayed until he got results. Beloved brethren, we must return to the art of Bible-based praying again. The church must learn how to pray afresh. We must pray until we reach God, until God responds. God is looking for intercessors. All manners of prayers. This is one ministry you don't even need to be in public for. In your kitchen, in your home, in your office, you can pray. Number three, God said, in order to experience his glory in the dimensions we are looking for, we must depend absolutely on the Lord in faith and shun alternatives. This is a very hard one. Depend on him. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. There must be a total dependence on God. The problem is that when anything happens, we are quick to look for alternatives. We die for the alternative. When barrenness comes around, we die for a gynecologist. When headache comes, we die for Panadol. When there is a tumor, we die for surgery. Beloved brethren, let's begin to learn the attitude of shunning alternatives as a first action. Hold on to God, first of all. Declare that God is able to do it and hold on to him. Something will happen. God does not despise people who hold on to him in faith. Praise the name of the Lamb of God. We must depend and trust in God absolutely. Let's shun alternatives. Let it be that you chose the alternative when the Lord says so. Surgery is not wrong. Even in surgery, you should ask the Lord, Lord, should I do this? The Lord has spoke to us in the past about surgery. A sister was expecting and God said that delivery will be. Two sisters. Brother Kola was sharing that with us. Two sisters. One. The Lord said this one will deliver normally, but this one will deliver by surgery. And that was exactly what happened. God can give you such instruction, but let us learn how to hear from him. Everyone shout amen. The fourth and the last one is the high praises of God. Beloved brethren, there is no sickness, no disease, no oppression, no situation, no circumstance that will not melt when we praise and worship the name of the Lord. As we are going to pray today, I want you to take out time to worship God. Exercise yourself and praise the name of the Lord. In that experience, we began to praise God. When we praise God, we will not even pay attention to the miracles. They will just be happening. As you praise God and worship him and glorify his name, things that have held on to you will fall out. You will not even know the time they fell out. Tumors will disappear. Barrennesses of long standing will dissolve and disappear. Amen. Sicknesses that has defied medical treatment will vanish away because you praise the name of the Lord. Remember, when you praise God, you remove attention from yourself. You concentrate on the Lord and praise and worship him. What you do is you magnify the power of God above whatever situation you are going through. We bless your name, O Lord. For you are worthy to be praised. Oh Lord, our God, we magnify your power. In this way, let us learn how to magnify the power of our God. Amen. When men are magnifying talents, they are magnifying the things that they do. Let us learn how to magnify the power of our God. When you magnify the power of God in your life, it will swallow up whatever is standing against you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I will just read a few Psalms, and are we ready to pray? We are going to pray. We will address two key issues in this time of praying. And without specifically addressing satanic oppressions, they will vanish away. They will dissolve. Because as we praise God here today, the Lord is going to magnify himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will read Psalm 145. I will extol thee, my God. O King, I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Amen. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. What generation, including the one seated here today, shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts? I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. Amen. Amen. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious. Never forget that. Slow to anger and of great mercy. 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord? I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Amen. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, and he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that had the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that dwell therein. Amen. Which keepeth truth forever, which executed judgment for the oppressed, and he will do it here today, which giveth food for the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. And we all say, Amen. Amen. 147. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto the Lord, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. Amen. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their name. The Lord said he will specifically address your case by name today. And everyone said amen. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifted up the meek. He casted the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth and maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. Praise the name of the Lord. Chapter 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise him, ye sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He had also established them forever and ever. He had made a decree that shall not pass. Amen. Now, follow this very closely, very interesting. Verse 7. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons. Whether they like it or not today, they will praise the name of the Lord. They will give cause. Your sicknesses, your diseases, the things that oppress you are classified as dragons here. They will praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today, they will have no choice. Amen. We are praising God. They are going to leave and be declaring, yes, Jesus is Lord. Jesus, yes, praise him. We are going, but praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise him, ye dragons, and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and cedars. All mountains in your lives today will praise the name of the Lord. They will give glory to God. They will have no choice in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, verse 10, beasts, even beasts will praise the name of the Lord today, and all cattle, creeping things, including serpents and snakes, they will know today that our God, he is the Lord, and they will confess it. They will have no choice but to confess it. Amen. Hallelujah. And all flying fowls, all spirits of witches and wizardry, they will know today that our God, He is the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and judges of the earth, both men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Amen. 149, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and His praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise the name in a dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation, with deliverance today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hands, to execute vengeance upon the earth, upon the heathen, and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. Dishonor have all His saints. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. The last but not the least, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet. Let's rise to our feet. It is God's will that we praise Him today. Beloved brethren, God said this we must do. As we praise Him, whatever your problem was, is nothing compared to what God's glory will do here today. Amen. We will look like in that revelation, the miracle, this impossible thing done was no longer the center of attraction. The attraction was to praise and to worship the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Exercise yourself. We are going to praise the name of the Lord. But before we get into a time of praising God, the Lord has shown a number of things. Beloved brethren, many of you have come out here to pray. But there are many who are bound by the spirit of sin. You know you are living in sin. I don't want us to. We are in the presence of God. Remember, God is here. You are in a place where you can get help. Sin will not be tolerated. Doing it secretly and then saying, I have repented, I have told God I'm sorry, it's just like stepping on my toes. That's what we do to God. And we'll say, God, sorry. And then we'll go back and step on His toe in the other place. And we'll say, sorry again. If somebody does that to you, will you be happy? Sin is a terrible thing. It's the reason for all the wickedness we are having in the world. But specifically, what we want to do here today, as our brethren sing, we bless your name, O Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. In low tones, all who know that you have been struggling with sin, that may even be what is standing between you and your healing and your miracle. I want you to just come forth. Let your heart reach out to the Lord. Ask Him to baptize you with repentance. There's the need for repentance. We cannot continue in sin, beloved brethren. Paul said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. How can we who are dead to sin live any longer therein? I want you to just begin to come. We are going to pray with you, and the Lord will release you from that sin. He will free you completely. Many give themselves over to sin repeatedly, and it has come to a point where you can no longer help yourself. Beloved brethren, the Lord is going to baptize you with the spirit of repentance, and you will be free.
Amen.
God hates sin. He does not tolerate it at all. He cannot stand in the midst of sin. He cannot behold sin. Lord Jesus. As you come, let your heart reach out to God. The matter of sin must be dealt with in the house. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord. And God will grant you help today. Tell him you are sorry. Begin to pray to God. Begin to let him know that you have become helpless about this matter. And you cannot continue. You do not want to continue. The Lord gave us a new nature, and we have been corrupting that nature by sin. Oh, it is like somebody sold a white garment for you, and you went to a pit toilet and fell into it. And not just that you are into it, you are wallowing in it. That's the way it looks like. It's even worse than that. That's what we can use in human language. We cannot continue with sin. Let's say, God, we are sorry. Lord, we are sorry. Have mercy. Forgive, O God. For there is forgiveness with thee. Jesus. There are some of you here who have given up. I have tried to stop this thing. I am not able to stop it. I want you to come. Don't give up. Today God will terminate that issue of sin. And you'll be free. The Lord is showing me an elder in one of the fellowships. I wouldn't call the name. You're an elder in one of the fellowships and you are living in sin. Get up and come. Get up and come. You're not here yet. God said he set you up to be an elder in that place. And now you've corrupted yourself and you are ministering corruption to the place. It is time to be loosed. Don't look around yourself. Today, we are your brethren. By the time we come in, our brethren in ministry will surround you. Today, we are going to stand with you. Brother Chibuna, bear with us. We are going to stand with you in prayer. The matter of sin will be settled. A baptism of repentance. God, I'm sorry. Lord, grant me grace. I am not going to go back to this thing. I don't want to go back. Let the power of sin be destroyed. The provision God made for us is there and is free. Hallelujah. Christianity is not hard. We have a song, a Christian song in my language. It says, if you carry Jesus well, he is not heavy. He said, but if you do not carry him well, he is heavier than a stone. And we Jesus no say, oh, the Asians would know what that is. That's the way English could express it. If Christianity has been a drag for you, you feel, this thing is too hard. It's because you have not done the right thing. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. There's forgiveness with God. want you to cry out to him today and ask him for his forgiveness. Is that elder here? Is that brother here? I'm searching in my spirit because I don't know you by face, but I know where you are from. If you are not here yet, please just come. It's important today because the Lord has set today as a day of your release. You could get consumed. Do not wait. When God puts you in charge of his house, it is that you must walk according to what the Lord has specified. From this year on, many things will begin to tell out in the various fellowships where men will be adamant and will not want to live righteously. John preached the baptism of repentance as a condition for the remission of sin. There must be repentance, beloved brethren. For there is forgiveness with thee, and in wonder I fall on my knees. Oh yes, my soul waits for the Lord in the hope of his promise. In the hope of his promise. Oh yes, it will come. Ukata sharara la mahosaya. Ukata tara la mahas sharara la babashiti. In the morning, like the night, was man waiting for the coming of the dawn. Sense a horrible, terrible, sinful projection from this section. You're probably the one the Lord is seeking to draw. Please don't wait. Get up and come immediately. It will not be good for you to go back. The fact that you're holding back is a sign of non-repent. The Lord wants to release you. You cannot continue to be in bondage to this sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Please let the ministering brethren just line up behind them. We want to create a shield around them. Members of the deliverance team, please also come. I want us to stand with these ones in prayer that the spirit of sin be broken over their life. Their hearts will truly, truly know the Lord and be sorry for this ungodliness. It is important that we as a people do not condone sin. It should be known, it should be seen that we do not condone sin. Hallelujah. Please, let's come. Let's surround them. Please take that song again. There's forgiveness with God.
There is forgiveness with thee.
While that song is going on, I want you that are here kneeling down to begin to speak to the Lord. Begin to pray. Ask the Lord to take away this desire for sin. Ask God to uproot it from your heart. Ask God to take it away. Ask God to uproot it. Thank God you do not want this. You want your life to be flooded with holiness and righteousness. You want the Lord to clothe you with holiness, divine purity.
For the Lord.
Please let the sisters also come. Hallelujah. Ministering sisters, please join them. Sister Nkiru, Sister Kaite, Sister Bukwola, please join. Please come. Many of us are here. Let's just join them. Sister Remy, please, you guys come. Let's stand with these ones. Let there be a shield over this one. Today, the power and the taste and desire for sin must be broken over this life. You are set at liberty today. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Hallelujah. My soul wait for the Lord.
Through the night
till
the morning.
Jesus. Lord, confess whatever that sin was to the Lord right now. Say, call it expressly by its name before the Lord. He is listening to every one of you despite the noise. I don't need to hear it, but God must hear you. I want you to say it to him. Say, God, I sinned against you. Expressly, I did this and it ought not to be done. I repent of it. I'm sorry. And now I don't want to entertain any desire to continue. Jesus.
For the Lord, through the night till the morning.
Yes, allow the tears to flow freely. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Not as though the tears is what does it know, but your heart must be yielded unto the Lord completely today. He is here. The Lord is here with open arms. He will pardon. He will forgive. He will release you completely. Your freedom is today.
My soul waits for the Lord.
Now, pray this prayer with me. Know you have spoken to the Lord. See tears, but the Lord sees your tears. Pray this prayer and say, Lord God Almighty, I am sorry for my sins, for I have transgressed against you. I have sinned against your spirit. And against your house, I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your cleansing. I open my heart to you. Let there be cleansing. Let the root of this be plucked out from my life. And grant me total liberty. From today, sin shall not have dominion over me. From today, I fear God. I hate sin, and I will not walk in sin anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Rise to your feet. The brethren are going to come in the midst and lay hands on you. They will lay hands on you. I want you to be in the attitude of prayer. Whatever vestige of affliction or spirit that has held you to sin will be cast out. Only one touch of the hand and you're free. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want them now to take, we bless your name, O Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. Sing it, do it in such a way it doesn't drown the voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They will take it. The rest of our brethren, sing with them. We bless your name, O Lord. And for you who are standing in front, you are totally surrounded. And those powers that have held you bound to sin knows that time is up. They are rounded up right now. And we're going to touch you, a touch of the hand, and you'll be free. Completely free. They will uproot whatever the enemy deposited in your being that has been making you gravitate towards sin. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now say it loud. I renounce sin. I reject sin. I renounce all agreements between me and evil forces that cause sin. In Jesus' name, amen. Brethren, let us go to them. Let's lay hands on them. Hallelujah.
Oh yes, we bless your name, O Lord, for you are worthy of our praise. O Lord, our God, we magnify your power. Oh yes, we bless your name, O Lord, for you are worthy of praise, O Lord. Jehovah Rapha, we magnify your power. We bless your name, O Lord.
Jesus.
You are worthy of our praise.
Pluck up from the
root
all the foul deposits and planted.
We bless your name, O Lord. You are worthy of our praise, O Lord. Our God,
we magnify
your power.
And destroy the power and the hunger of sin over your people.
Be free in the name of our Lord Jesus. O Lord,
I declare to
you, you are worthy.
Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord our God forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God forever. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we proclaim liberty upon your person. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Be loosed by the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be God forever. We proclaim your liberty. We proclaim your liberty by the word of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we proclaim liberty upon your person. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus, we proclaim liberty. In the name of Jesus. We uproot that which the enemy has planted in your person. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ikobo shonta te raladaba. Banda baba suri daba bahaya. Ira baba 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 bokuri. Rekuste mahasos taladabaya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We proclaim liberty upon your person. We root out the very root cause of sin. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless you, our Father. Hallelujah. 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 Lord Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord our God forever. All of us song to Aladabadaya. Idima Baba 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 Baba. We uproot all tentacles, all deposits of darkness in your life, in your heart, and in your soul. We uproot them in the name of Jesus. We uproot them in the name of Jesus. Every tree that my Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare liberty. We proclaim your freedom. 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 Nusatale pramodaba yata shanta telalalalaba. Hallelujah. Ikobosaya. Mahashisteri le manandre badaya. Rekoste mantrada barela manasotralidia. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We declare total liberty for you this day. We command the taste for sin to dry up. The taste for sin, dry up. The taste for sin, dry up. Dry up in the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Bless your name, oh Lord.
You are worthy of our praise,
oh Lord.
Oh Jehovah, listen, we magnify your power. We bless you, Lord, for you are worthy of Jehovah Rapha,
oh Lord, our God and man. We magnify your power.
We bless your name, oh Lord, for you are worthy of Jehovah Shalom,
oh Lord,
oh Yeshua. By your power,
we bless
your name, O Lord, for you are worthy of El Elyon,
O Lord, our God.
We magnify your power,
we bless
your name, O Lord, for you are worthy of Jehovah Shalom,
O Lord.
You are worthy of our praise,
oh Lord.
Jehovah Shalom,
we magnify your power. We bless your name, oh Lord,
for you are worthy.
Jehovah's name. Oh yes, oh Yeshua.
We magnify your power.
Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. There's an indication of the Spirit. We should pray for people who have definite critical ailment. The sister who has been walking with crutches, please come. It's another sister who has an ailment in the stomach, come. The sister who was directed from Benin, Papa does not waste time. He's coming out. Heart paralysis. We want, please, cases, definite cases like that, please come. We are going to pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord has done great things in the midst of the house. And we are going to pray. The ministries will come once again. We are going to magnify the power of God. The power of God is magnified above all of these. In the name of Jesus. People who have major defects that you know are clear, clean-cut defects, want you to come. If you have tumors, we know God has taken care of a lot already from when we started. Hallelujah. Want you to come. If you have blood problems, blood issues, come, because we are going to pray. The power of God is magnified above all of that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name, O Lord, for you are worthy of the praise, O Lord.
Jehovah Rapha.
We magnify your power. We bless your name, O Lord.
Oh, for you,
you are worthy of the praise.
Chibuna, please come.
Oh Lord,
Jehovah Shalom.
We magnify your power. We bless your name, O Lord.
Now, this call is for people with definite deformities, internal or external. The power of God is magnified above all ailments. There is nothing impossible with you. If he has to grow organs for you, today he will grow it. In the name of Jesus. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
We bless your name, O Lord. You are worthy of the praise, O Lord, our God.
Our God.
We magnify your power. We bless your name,
we bless you, Lord,
for you are worthy of our praise.
Yeshua,
we magnify your power. We bless your name, O Lord.
Please, beloved
brethren,
if your womb has been removed, your tubes have been removed, but you want to have children, come. We want definite challenges for our God.
You are worthy of the praise, O Lord, our God. We magnify your power.
Oh yes,
we bless your name, O Lord.
For you are worthy of the praise, O Lord.
Your power. We bless your name.
We bless you,
Lord.
All right. Let brethren come again and surround them. This is the last illustration I take, and I'll take my seat. The Lord is set and is here. He will do great things. Nothing shall be impossible with him.
Oh Lord,
amen,
our God,
Jehovah,
we magnify your power. We bless your name, O Lord,
for you are worthy of
the praise.
El
Now say this loud. My case is not impossible with God. Amen. Amen. My case is nothing to God to resolve. Amen. And he will do it today. He has done it. It is manifest. And I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to give you a very simple instruction. We will pray for you. Hands will be laid on you. As soon as that is done, whatever you could not do before, begin to do it. If one leg was longer than the other one, attempt to walk straight the way it should be. Do you understand that? God will do great things here today. He's done marvelous things already. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If your womb was removed or your tubes were removed and they have told you you will not have children, immediately hands are laid on you. Go at the next market day or the next access you have to a supermarket, buy baby things in the name of the Lord Jesus. We will take that testimony next conference in the name of Jesus. Sorry. Amen. Amen. There's an instruction. Those persons under that category, because I actually noticed that there seems to be an emphasis on it. Those who are in that category, womb or tubes removed by definite surgeries, you will come this way. Amen. When we begin to pray, you will just come climb up here and it is done. We are going to take testimonies in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those of you that are having some swell in your stomach, as soon as we pray and you feel like easing yourself, go for it immediately. Don't wait. Don't waste time, because things will come out. Things will drop out that the devil has bothered with you with all your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have heard of fibroids. It has even killed some in our midst. But today, fibroids will be terminated. They will drop out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your wombs must be free because they bear holy seeds. Amen? Because the Bible says that the Lord seeks a holy seed. That's why he made the two one. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. We give you thanks, O Lord, for your goodness. Close your eyes and just place your hands in the receiving position. Amen? That will be the first instruction. The next set of instruction will be that you, after this prayer, is that you lay your hand wherever that ailment has been in the name of Jesus, and you will leave it there until one of the ministers comes to lay hands on you. Say this with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for paying the price for me on the cross to save me, to deliver me, to set me free. Today, I receive my deliverance. I receive my healing. I receive my blessings. In the name of Jesus, I receive all you have for me today. Now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, place the hand wherever your ailment was. If it's in your stomach, put it there. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, O Lord, for you are worthy of our praise. O Lord, he is Jehovah Rapha. We magnify your power.
We bless
your name, O Lord,
for you are worthy of our praise. Hallelujah.
Now I want you to take it just two times. You will say, I bless your name, O Lord, for you are worthy of my prayers, O Lord, my God. I magnify your power.
I bless your name, O Lord.
One more time.
I bless your name, O Lord,
for you are worthy of my praise.
O Lord, my God, I magnify your power.
Brother Johnson, come and pray. Just hold your hand, put your hands where it is set your heart. Now I want them to play very low tone. We magnify his power. Blessed be the name of the Lord. After these prayers, we are going to reach forth in your midst and minister to you. Lay hands on you. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you for the healing virtue that you have released. Thank you for your angels that are already walking in the midst of your people. Now, every of this infirmity that are tied to spirits, in Jesus' name, you unclean spirit, go! Leave in the name of Jesus. Leave in the name of Jesus. All the physical deformity that have followed the presence of this spirit, whether within or outside, in Jesus' name, now be corrected. Tumors, go. Fibros, go. Headaches, go. Eyes trouble, go. Spirits of insanity, go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Barrenness, go. In the name of Jesus. HIV, go. AIDS, go. In the name of Jesus. 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 Problems within the bones. In Jesus' name, go. I send light into the eyes. Every eye that is having problem here, whether glaucoma, whatever you are, in Jesus Christ's name, leave. Eyes see. In Jesus' name. And lay hands. Every of the sisters here that have had problem with the womb, whether by physical oppression or by spiritual oppression, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I bring life. I bring the creative power of God into your belly, into your womb. In Jesus' name, you are free. You are free. You are free. You are free. I bind spirit of paralysis. I rebuke high blood pressure. I rebuke hypertension. In Jesus' name, go. In Jesus' name, go. I rebuke cancer in whatever direction. In Jesus' name, you are burnt up by fire. You are burnt up by fire. You are burnt up by fire. In the name of Jesus. I command legs to be straightened out. Legs that are deformed, I command them to be straightened out. In the name of Jesus. Ministers of God, go forth. Straight out the bones, the veins, the tissue, everything straightened out now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes. Spirits of death, I adjure you now. Take off your hand. Take off your hand. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Go. Do not come back again.
out. Place your hand on the stone. Yes. Put your hand. Yes, yes.
In Jesus' name, be loose, woman. Be loosed. Be loosed. You are loosed. You are loosed. You are loosed. In the name of Jesus. I speak against that strange dysentery that have troubled you. I command the power of it to be broken. In the name of Jesus, I break his power. In the name of Jesus, be cured now. Be cured. In Jesus' name, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. In the name of Jesus. I come against this unclean spirit of strange aging process. For I perceive somebody here. You are growing faster, growing older than your age. You unclean spirit. Now, I break your power. I break your power. I break your power. I command you to leave now. And do not come back. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. We come against growths. In the name of Jesus, we command cancerous growths to disappear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bloated internal organs, normalize. We command you to return to normal. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lungs, be healed. Kidneys, be healed. Liver, be healed. Pancreas, be healed. Your gut, be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, our God forever. Thank you, Lord. Brethren, let's go in the midst of them and lay hands on them. Just touch them. In the name of Jesus. There are already mighty angels of the Lord moving around. Let them touch you as the angels touch you. You are free completely. Oh Lord, our God, we magnify your power.
We bless your name, oh
hallelujah.
Lord, you are
in the name of Jesus.
Of
hallelujah.
Praise. Oh Lord, our God, we magnify your power. We
hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, for you are worthy of my praise, oh Lord. Jehovah Rapha, we magnify your power. We bless your
hello.
Name,
in the name of Jesus.
Ikobosontre
potayadaba. Reba baba baba suri baba baba. Ilababa sotelo graprova baba bahaya. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Jesus. Jesus. Heal. You are loosed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Out in the name of Jesus. Woman, you are free. Raise your hands and praise the name of the Lord. You are free. Hallelujah. We minister to that woman. Be healed. We rebuke the spirit of insanity. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Woman, there is no distance in the spirit. We declare that you are healed from today. Have your senses all back to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I command you to come out. Come out.
command you to lose your grip by divine surgery and fall out in the name of Jesus Christ. Fall out in the name of Jesus Christ. Fall out in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke you, foul spirit husband, that lays claim to this woman. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn her loose this minute. Turn her loose by the word of the Lord. Turn her loose. Out in the name of Jesus. 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 We declare total liberty for you today. Release the anointing of God's Spirit into you. Or purge out whatever is left of the enemy. In Jesus' name. Receive your freedom this day. To be restored, wounds be restored, tubes be restored, ovaries be restored, any other part of the reproductive system ability to have your children. Receive your children. Receive your children. Receive your children. Receive your children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Because this is done. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we touch them with our hands. Our hands being as your hand. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus Christ. We touch you by the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. You are healed. You are restored. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
By this time of the coming year, you will have a song to sing. This is a decree.
Oh Lord, our God, we magnify your power. We bless your name, oh Lord. You are worthy of our
everybody, let's rise to our feet. I want us to rejoice. I want us to rejoice.
We bless your name.
Hallelujah. Oh.